You are now at our third stop, in the center of the Amsterdam Red Light District. This is where Dana will share some of her story with you. It's intense, but as her story represents everyday reality for so many others, we believe it's a story that needs to be told. So, take a deep breath and listen carefully to what you're about to hear.
You're on the bridge. It's probably busy and bustling right now. Take in the smells, the noise, the feeling of the place. Now look around. Do you see the red lights and the windows? This is where I work. This is my world. My reality. Every stone and window frame is etched into my mind. Maybe you see the ducks on the water and the trees along the cobblestone road. Maybe it looks relatively peaceful. I see something else. I see a place where every day hundreds of people get to stare at me, to ridicule me, insult me and abuse me. Maybe it's relatively quiet right now. But if you come back at night, you'll see just how crazy it gets here. Every day, between 5 and 10 men come into my room to have sex with me. I do it, but not because I want to, but because I don't see that I have any other options. I need at least 3 customers to afford the cost of this room and actually start earning any money. How I got here. That's a long story. You see, I'm not from around here. I'm from Romania. I came to Amsterdam in search of a fresh start. A new life. A better future. But I'll never forget the first time I entered the Red Lights District.
You told me I would be working in a bar! You promised! My voice breaks as fear causes my throat and chest to tighten. I can't believe what's happening to me. I came to Amsterdam to work, but not as a prostitute. I try again. You promised! Why are you doing this to me? I tug at his arm and beg him to explain what's going on. Suddenly his face is right up against mine and he grabs hold of me, forcefully and threateningly. Listen, lady, from now on you work for me. Isn't that what you wanted? You're going to be working in this window and you'd better make sure that you earn enough or else you'll reap the consequences. His nails dig into my skin and I can smell his bad breath before he shoves me aside. What on earth am I doing here? Why did I trust him? I'm from a small village in Romania, from a large family. At home, we always lacked, well, everything really. We lived in a cold, old, derelict house, and there was no prospect of a better future. When I was 12 years old, I had to quit school to look after my sister's children. The main memories I have from that time are of always feeling cold, of the wet floors, and the pain of empty stomachs. I thought to myself, there must be more to life than this. I wanted to get a job and earn some money so I could help my family. There had to be another way. And then I met Romario. He was a handsome guy and, he really had a way with words. He really invested in me and understood the dreams that I had. I was young and naive, and so I trusted him. He said he could get me a job in the Netherlands and painted a picture of a bright and beautiful future. And I believed him. I wanted to believe that what he said was true. I wanted to believe in a fresh start, a different life, that I could become rich and that I could buy everything that I'd ever wanted. And so I left my family. and headed for the Netherlands with Romario to a better future. Or so I thought. Having arrived in Amsterdam, my dreams were shattered. Now I'm working for Romario as a prostitute. I've become nothing more than an object that men can use as they please if they pay the right price. And when they're done, they cast me aside like garbage.
You've heard part of Dana's story. It's as though she's walking part of this tour with you, and she'll be back later to tell you some more. But for now, take in your surroundings. Take a moment to be quiet and let the gravity of the stories, the people that live and work here, touch you. After you've taken a few minutes to reflect, continue to the next stop.